So, on I Was Cohen this week, so far playing, we've had Mr. Jam, we've had Kutski, so I felt it was only right we continue the theme of leaders, pioneers of new music. So here's Alan Carr.
Yes! Hiya. I feel like a pioneer.
You are.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I am good, I'm good. I'm a bit nervous because I'm dog-sitting.
What?
I've got two dogs at my house and I've left them unattended.
Oh, have you put Radio 1 on so there's a familiar voice?
Yes, yes. Can you imagine? How vain is that?
Listen to me, dogs.
Can I say hello to Bev? Because I know she's listening.
Okay, hi,
hello,
Bev.
Hello, Bev.
Who's Bev?
My dog.
Oh, is that the dog? Sorry.
Yeah.
I've never met a dog called Beverly before.
Yeah, she's a red setter. She's got like red hair like Beverly Callard.
Okay.
That's why I called her. But no, if Beverly's listening, it is a good... she's a pretty dog. It's okay. Not like a pug.
Right, good. I tell you what, it's all go here today, Alan. We've had Hayley from Paramore in.
Oh, I know.
That's not her bag down there, by the way. Thanks for asking.
Well, I saw like a leopard skin bum bag laying on the floor and I thought it might be hers, yeah, but it isn't.
It's good of you to ask, though, because, you know, like, you know...
Well, I read the signs. If a bag's unattended,
exactly.
Reported.
Exactly.
Let's blow it up.
Shall we? Do we have a controlled explosion?
Yeah. Live on Radio 1.
So, I'm very much enjoying Chatty Man.
Thank you.
I tell you who I really thought was one of the best ones, because I mean, I love Rihanna, and I love her music, but I've seen some interviews and she can be a little bit difficult, but yeah. I thought she was absolutely superb on your show.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
you and her just worked so well.
It's the cheap drink. You get them out. You get them drinking Lambrini and Blue Nun, and the next thing you know, they're telling you all their secrets.
But she was brilliant. She was teaching you to dance.
Yeah, no, she loosened up. But, you know, we had Mary J. Blige on the next week.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you hear rumours about her being quite surly and lovely, but she was saying, oh, Alan, I'll teach you how to do the duddy wine. And then she was like, oh, so it's like, oh, doing the butterfly and everything. It was great.
Who's been your favourite from this series?
Who's been my favourite? Well, I don't know, everyone... Do you know, I'm just really flattered that people come on. You know, like Lindsay Lohan, she came on.
Yeah.
She was...
God.
Yes. But the thing is, I got a lot of stick about that.
Why?
But I get...
No, I think... I mean, you did wipe the floor with her, to be honest.
But listen, she says she's coming on. She said, oh, I want to set the record straight. I want to talk about everything. I went, here we go. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Parkinson, eat your heart out.
Yeah.
Well, I say I start asking about her lesbianism. No comment.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. I'm like, well, you wanted. I mean, I could talk about like quiche or something if you wanted to, because it's not one of those fierce. But you know, I can't help it if I'm told she'll talk about everything, and then she says no.
You did, yeah. But I did like the way that you handled her, because she was just like, no.
But she was really sweet backstage.
Oh.
She was lovely.
Did she tell you everything backstage?
Oh yes.
Did she?
Oh, those walls could talk.
Oh, I love having
no,
you
but
on.
It is good. And the calibre of people we get on is just amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So, I know we're getting better and better. It's really nice.
Yeah. So it's the last one tonight.
Yes, yes. N-dubs. That is... Oh, if you like... That is so funny. If they ever quit music, which I don't think they will, but, you know, they should do a sitcom. They are just so much fun.
They are good fun.
They interview them and they sing. And they've got Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City and Boy George as well.
Oh, Kim Cattrall was in here yesterday. I think she's on Joe Wiley's show at the weekend.
Yes, yes, she's got that. Her accent's changed.
I don't know what's happened there.
She was talking like that to me.
Was she?
Yes, it was like
hello.
The Queen.
I used to be in Sex and the City.
Yes.
Samantha, remember me?
I was born and brought up in New York, don't you know?
No, lovely woman.
Oh, no, she's really nice.
Really sweet, but it was just like, I was expecting like, you know, hey, cappuccino on rye. So, you know what I mean? But then she's like, hello. So I was like, oh, hello, Kim. What have you done with Kim?
Where is she?
Yeah, real Kim stuck in the closet. Help.
I know we should talk about this gig you've got coming up as well.
Yes, yes.
Go on then.
All right. It's the O2 on Tuesday, and it's a comedy gala that is everyone who's anyone who's comedy is performing on Tuesday. All the money goes to Great Ormond Street.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we've got Michael McIntyre, Jack D, Jack Whitehall, John Bishop, Mark Watson, Lee Evans, Joe Brand, Jason Manford, me good self, Sean Locke, all doing stand-up.
Big lineup.
Amazing lineup. We've got Jonathan Ross turning up, Catherine Tate, Bill Bailey. Yeah. I mean, it's basically everyone. Yeah. And I don't understand how this worked. The lady told me. But it was sold out, but they've moved the stage, so there's more seats now. don't even question me on this. Don't shoot the messenger. So they have got seats available.
Just moved. Oh, we found some more seats.
Oh, yes. And a Zed bed. Some of you will be lying down while you're watching. I don't know. They said they found some extra seats. Don't blame me.
I love that. Okay, well, it's good that they've just discovered these extra seats.
Yeah, so that's good for you if you want to go and book your ticket. But if you don't want to go there, you can see it on Easter Monday, can't you? Yeah, Easter Monday. It's on Channel 4.
Okay, good one. Right, you're going to play Oh, What's Occurring in a minute. Okay. Oh, God, I just had a flashback of you at the O2 with me and Shane Ward.
Oh, well, I still can't remember how I got home.
No.
The last thing I remember is a white van pulling up and someone pushing me out onto the road.
What was it? Was it Prince?
Prince.
It was Prince.
I'm the biggest Prince fan. I can't remember any of it. We had four bottles of rosé. Justin got the night bus home, but he lives in Bristol. He's like, oh, Alan, how did we get home? I was on a bus. I said, but you live in Bristol.
He did get a bus.
He maybe got a mega bus, one of those ones for a pound. I still don't know how I got home.
You did say that you very much liked Shane's That's My Goal. That's all I remember.
Oh, yes. I was trying to make conversation with him. I went, oh, I love your That's My Goal. That's the only one I could remember he did. He's got a great voice. I'm not dissing him, but he's lovely. But, I mean, you know when you're standing there going, hello, do you like Prince? I was like, oh, I love That's My Goal.
I know. It's a good night.
BBC Radio 1.
Quite a lot of people are pointing out that Kim Cattrall was actually born in Liverpool, which still doesn't explain why she speaks
that. No. Hello. Like, all right, great. Let's have some scran. Hey.
And now our game with our celebrity guest, Alan Carr.
Ow. What's occurring?
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. What a show, eh? Hayley from Paramore, Alan Carr.
Too much to take.
Say hi.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Okay, good.
Well, I don't know. I was expecting her to say something. She was expecting me to say something. No, it's awkward.
Awkward.
I love your That's My Goal. You see, I always say that when I'm stuck.
It's just your default.
Yeah. I love your My Goal.
So, Charlotte, are you happy to be playing against Alan today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I know, was it your sister rang up earlier and was very excited?
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we play the game then? Seeing as you're not feeling that talkative today.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, yesterday we were talking about people who give their houses a name and put a sign outside with a name on it. Because a simple number isn't good enough for some people.
No.
They have to call it the Gables or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
why
I know.
Why'd you do that? Do you have a house name, Alan?
We used to live in a house called Hemmingfords, but then people used to call it Hemmingroids.
Right. Oh, God.
I know.
Rubbish.
It did look like a pile. Did it? Cribs it ain't.
Anyway, we sent lovely Gemma out onto Stupid Street. There's a road called Stupid Street. And we asked them, if your house was going to have a name, what would the name be? I will give you each a guess, Charlotte and Alan. It's highly unlikely that your guess will be in there. But if you do, I'll give you a point. What do you think the people on Sheba Street said? What would their house be called? Charlotte?
I'm going to go for, like, the castle or something.
The castle. Like, Alan?
Is it something like, you know, done roaming? They like all that kind of thing, don't they?
That kind of thing.
Done roaming.
Is that what you're going to go for?
Yeah.
It's, like I said, highly unlikely that it's ever going to be in there, but let's find out. We went to Stupid Street and asked them, if your house was going to have a name instead of a number, what would it be?
If you were going to name your house, what would you call it and why?
Shay Lasagna, because lasagna is my favourite dish.
And what's your house like?
It's very cheesy and meaty.
And do you live alone?
Yes.
If you were going to name your house, what would you call it?
EastEnders.
You'd call your house EastEnders? Why?
I like it.
If you were going to name your house, what would you call it?
Sandra?
Probably Gertrude. I used to know an old lady called Gertie, and she's just quite a homely old lady. Quite attractive. It's quite nice.
Have you got a thing for old ladies?
A little bit.
to name your house, what would you call it?
Wild and crazy.
Is that the plaque that you'd have outside?
Yeah, most definitely.
Why is that?
Because everyone in it is wild and crazy.
If you were going to name your house, what would you call it and why?
Lover's Vineyard.
Why is that?
I don't know, it just sounds romantic and good.
Do you currently live with your other half or...?
No, I live with my parents.
Isn't that a bit weird?
I don't know.
To call it the Lover's Vineyard if you live with your parents?
Well, I don't think of it that way.
Okay, good.
Was you standing outside an off licence?
Imagine if you're the postman, right? And you see this plaque on the door.
Wild and crazy.
Run away. And this one.
Lover's Vineyard.
No, I'm definitely by. No. You're never getting your post delivered. No points there, surprisingly.
Oh, what's occurring?
Alan, have you ever watched Lambing Live?
No, funnily enough.
It's one of the BBC's finest.
Oh,
yeah. It's been on the last couple of weeks. It's Lambing and Live.
Really?
On the BBC. My question is quite simple. On one episode of Lambing Live, how many times was lamb or lambing said?
Oh.
Have a guess.
That's good. 27.
27. Charlotte?
I'm going to go 26.
Ooh, you always do that, don't you?
Yeah. That hasn't worked yet, though.
No, let's find out then. Right, here are the highlights of Lambing Live.
Well, we'll be following these lambs throughout the week. This one's got a very big, fat, full tummy now.
Lambing.
Lamb.
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 Lambs.
Lambs.
Lamb.
Lambing.
Lambing.
Fat lamb.
It's entirely possible that she could lamb in the next hour while we're on air.
Lambing Live.
Lambing Live. On Lambing Live.
Fat lamb.
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 Fat lamb.
Full of lambs. So one lamb. Two lambs. Three lambs.
Fourth or fifth lambs.
Another lamb. Lots more lambs.
All the little lambs here. The little lambs. Little lambs.
Good, strong, healthy lambs.
Oh, good lambs, these are.
Some great looking lambs.
Quite a weak lamb. Fantastic looking lambs.
Two big lambs.
Little twin lambs.
Fat lamb.
One little lamb of her own.
Now there are farmers lambing.
Lambing.
Lambs.
Bonding with their lambs. Naming the lambs.
You don't bottle feed that many lambs.
Lambing there.
They lamb outside.
Lamb out of season.
In this lambing shed. Lambing shed.
Yeah. Lambing shed.
Some lambs.
And most lambs.
Drawing a lamb.
Ewes and lambs.
Lambing.
Lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb. Lamb. Lamb.
Lambs.
Lambs or sheep or lambing.
Lambs are just too small and not meaty enough.
My lambing.
When you've got lambs, you need the rams.
Give birth to my very first lamb.
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 Lamb. Lamb.
Lambs.
Lamb.
Lamb. Lamb. Lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb.
Lambs. Lamb.
Lambs. Lambs.
After we've had about 600 lambs, it's not so exciting then.
Fat lamb.
Good. And the one that didn't speak was furiously counting those then. Won't be with you. So I think you've won, Alan, because you said higher.
Yeah. I didn't realise there would be so much lamb.
A lot of lamb. 101. 101.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
Sean. Is that in one episode?
Oh.
No.
What's occurring?
Okay, next one. Last one. Alan's winning at the moment. We do this thing sometimes, Alan, called Carry On Singing, right? Mm-hmm. And we play a bit of the song.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter if you don't know the words, you just have to carry on. Okay? And I'd like you to do this if possible.
Oh, okay.
I think
yeah.
you'd be good at this. Okay. So even if it's, you know, just the melody and just make up words if you don't know what they actually are, as long as you carry on singing, it's absolutely fine. Just sing the tune. So my question to you, Charlotte, how many out of three can Alan carry on singing?
I reckon he can do all three.
Oh, thank you.
It has to, with the right words, though, how many?
With the right words, oh, maybe one.
One with all the right words.
What kind? Are they hip-hop, gangster rap? What is it?
Well, I'll reveal that to you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Charlotte says one. Alan, how many do you think you're going to get out of
three?
Three?
That lambing question's filled me with confidence.
Okay, right, so listen to the clip and just carry on singing. It would be good, obviously, if you could get the right words.
Okay.
When the music stops, just carry on.
coming around, always looking down at all I see.
Go.
Is your hairy face looking down on me? If I need somebody, I could really need somebody. Someone like you! Yeah, someone like you!
Incredible. I think we can give that.
I think that was every word was right.
Well, not really, but
I didn't know what the air. I thought hairy face. I didn't know what kind of face.
No, I mean, this is the right one. I don't even want to play that.
Mine was better.
You
anyway.
Got it right. Okay, so we're going to say that that's. That is correct, yeah, fine. next one. Oh, this is a good one. Like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are. What you are, baby. Go!
Womanizer, 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 you're my baby, you're my baby. Womanizer, 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 womanizer.
Yes, definitely.
Even the low bit.
Even the...
It looks like she's swallowing sick.
Okay, that was a good one. So we're saying two there, and we've got one more for you. Okay, here we go. Pepper, baby, pepper.
No.
Okay, go.
Pepper, baby, pepper. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby.
Have a baby, pepper. Oh my God, that is incredible.
That was good, isn't it?
Yeah. What? Car does 50 cent. That's
yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes. There we are. Baby by me. Baby by me. There we are. So
yes.
You got 3 out of 3, which means that Alan Carr wins today's Over.
Thank
the
you.
Oh, Charlotte.
It's all right, because I couldn't have lost to a better opponent.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Charlotte, you've been a dream. Thank you so much for being on this week.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Alan, for being on today.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing 50 Cent. Will stay with me for a very long time. Right, Chatty Man, last one tonight.
Yeah, N-Dubs, Kim Cattrall, Boy George.
Fabulous. Channel 4.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you, Charlotte.
Love you.
Love you. What's the curtain?